Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another edition of the Mike Tomlin post-game press conference breakdown. I say another edition, but it is the final edition of the 2021-2022 season as the Pittsburgh Steelers fall 42-21 to the Kansas City Chiefs. And Coach Mike Tomlin was definitely quick on the podium today. It was not a very long conversation from the Steelers bench boss. He was up and down in no time whatsoever. Definitely the quickest press conference of the season. But really, after a game like that, what is there left to say, especially with the season coming to an end? And not only did the season come to an end, but likely the career of Ben Roethlisberger. Well, it's not officially official yet. It, for all intents and purposes, it looks like the big fella's time in Pittsburgh, at the very least, has come to an end. So things are going to be looking very, very different for your Pittsburgh Steelers as these weeks go by here. The winds of change are coming, but first and foremost, we need to break down this press conference, which once again was brief to say the least. Coach Tomlin kind of just started his address basically by talking about not being able to start the other guys, not being able to hold them, to slow their possessions, not being able to hold on to the football itself, and keep Kansas City's high-powered offense over on the sideline. They just weren't able to do it all day long, and it was obviously one of the reasons why the Steelers lost by such a heavy and hard margin. 42-21, of course, the final score. Another kind of a blowout defeat in the first round of the playoffs for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which has kind of become a theme as of late. Of course, they haven't won a playoff game now since 2015. So, of course, there's going to be some higher blood pressures within the Steelers organization over the decisions like that. But as this team, of course, enters a rebuild and really a retool of sorts, these days might last a little bit longer. But it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out in the future nonetheless. Getting back into this press conference, however, one of the topics Coach Tomlin was asked about right off the top was about the receivers and whether or not he thought they could have done more right off the top of this game, really. And he was pretty brief in his answer, basically just giving you the old "you think" and moving on to the next question. Yeah, the Steelers receivers, especially Deontay Johnson, struggled early, once again reverting into his drops issues of the past. Chase Claypool's kind of just jumping up for the football, landing on his back in the football, landing somewhere else. It's just been one of those things for the Steelers this year. The receivers have struggled to hold on to the ball or make plays with the ball in their hands. Offensive line has struggled to block. Ben Roethlisberger's kind of struggled to run this new Matt Canada offense. And really everything just kind of breaks down from there, from talent to coaching. I think everything has been a bit off this season, but the Steelers were still able to make the playoffs. Aside from that, Mike Tomlin really wasn't asked too much at the podium. He was asked about Ben Roethlisberger himself, which Coach Tomlin kind of just gave a pretty basic answer, saying it was an honor and a privilege being able to work with Big Ben. Of course, Roethlisberger will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. As I sit here now and run that quick math, I should be eligible for that 2026-2027 entry as a first ballot Hall of Famer for, once again, that NFL's gold jacket and bust in Canton. So, for Coach Tomlin, it was an honor to work beside Big Ben, and he followed that up by saying there really isn't too many words he can say at the podium, because there just wouldn't be enough to kind of encapsulate the career of Ben Roethlisberger, the future Hall of Famer. Now, of course, that's pretty much it for the press conference today. Not a whole heck of a lot else. Coach Tomlin will kind of do a final league-end follow-up press conference for the media and fans alike, probably sometime next week. Just the typical kind of goodbye until mini-camp will kind of be the next time we'll really hear from Coach Tomlin. They usually do some sort of pre-draft or free agency kind of press conference as well. But as for the formal ones that we certainly know about, this will probably be coming up this week, Monday, January 17th through Friday. It will be interesting to see how this week also plays out. Typically, the Monday after a team's first loss of the playoffs or their season coming to an end in the regular season is their Black Monday. If they're going to purge any of their coaching staff, that's typically when it will be done. So it'll be interesting to see if the Steelers move on from anyone. Obviously, Mike Tomlin's not going to go anywhere, but I think either coordinator could be on the chopping block. And really, with that, any positional coach could be in the same position. So it'll be interesting to see how all these things play out, because, once again, this is going to be one of the craziest off-seasons in modern Pittsburgh Steelers history. Really, probably all of Pittsburgh Steelers history. Since the free agency era, the Steelers really haven't been players in that unrestricted market. But now they have a ton of cash and a ton of different ways, really, to open up even more money heading into this offseason. So the Steelers are going to be able, and they will need to spend some money on this free market to attract some new talented players, especially on the offensive side of the football and some defensive depth spaces. The Steelers just will flat out have to do it. They have a ton of cash, they have a ton of needs, and they don't have enough draft picks to fill over all their glaring issues. So this is going to be one of the craziest off-seasons in Steelers memory, especially for a team that will be looking for a franchise quarterback for the first time since 2004. It really has been a long time since this organization has had to worry about that position at all. So it'll be one of the things to kind of look out for as these weeks kind of progress here. And with it, you're going to want to stay locked to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Not only are we going to get the complete breakdown of this game, the 42-21 defeat to the Kansas City Chiefs, everything involved in this final performance, who kind of stood out, if anyone, as well as kind of game grades and just film rooms and everything in between. When it comes to breaking down these games, you want to be dialed into BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And once again, for this very exciting offseason that is kind of upon us now, you're still going to be locked into BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. We'll have everything from rumors to actual breaking news to just our own opinions on how the Steelers should spend this boatload of cash and fix the roster. So if you're a Steelers fan, like I know each and every one of you listening right now are, once again, you're going to want to be dialed in to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Twitter, just follow at BTSteelCurtain. On Facebook, search Behind the Steel Curtain, and of course it will pop up. If you want to continue this conversation with me, you can do so by following me at MichaelBeck56 on Twitter, and we can chit-chat a little bit more about this game and what I kind of see this team doing into the future here. So, once again, thank you for tuning in to the final Coach Tomlin post-game press conference breakdown from 2021-2022. We will be back at you in the preseason come August. So a long wait in between this style of podcast, so we will get you that breaking news when we get there. But once again, thank you for tuning in to these podcasts. My name is Michael Beck, and we will talk to you guys soon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.